Welcome to an inspirational Sunday message from Found Church. We hope you will be challenged and encouraged while listening to this message. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our church website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Amen. Amen. So we're in. This is the very last week of our sermon series here at Found Church called Limitless Living, A Life With No Limits. And as we've said over the weeks, this isn't hype, it's not motivational fluff, it's the very heartbeat of heaven. And God never intended us to live small, boxed-in lives. He's calling us to live wide, deep and high in Him. And as we've shared each week, the Apostle Paul captures this really powerfully in a powerful passage from the Message paraphrase from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 11 through to 13. And Paul writes there, Dear Corinthians, I can't tell you how much I long for you to enter this wide, open, spacious life. We didn't fence you in. The smallness you feel comes from within you. Your lives aren't small, but you're living them in a small way. I'm speaking as plainly as I can and with great affection. Open up your lives. Live openly and expansively. See, we believe that today God is calling you into limitless living, a life shaped not by your past or shaped by your current circumstances, but a life that's shaped by His power, by His grace and His promises. And over the weeks, we've looked at some great subjects. We've looked at week one, we looked at limitless faith and trusting God beyond what we can see. Then we looked at limitless power, walking in the authority and strength of the Holy Spirit. Limitless peace, and how we can find unshakable peace in the midst of life's storms. Limitless joy, living with supernatural joy beyond circumstances. Limitless love, embracing and sharing God's unconditional love. Limitless wisdom, walking in divine insight and understanding. Limitless grace, tapping into God's unending mercy and favour. And then last time we spoke about limitless hope, holding on to the promises of God without fear. Let me remind you, church, we serve a God who is alive, a God who is powerful, a God who is deeply invested in every single aspect and area of our lives. And today I believe that God wants to speak a word deep into our spirits, a word of courage, of might, and of supernatural empowerment. And our theme today, as we wrap up this series today, is limitless strength, overcoming every single obstacle with God's power. Wow. Like, let me tell you, when I was preparing for this message last week, like, I was getting excited just thinking about this subject. Like, I tell you, I was thinking this is going to be a great Sunday today. Like, there's going to be some good stuff happening in this room today. And like, so I'm going to encourage you right from the start. If you get excited, then let us know. Let's go for it. Let's encourage each other as we're speaking and as we're sharing this message. Let's go for it today. Why? Because we serve a God who is not limited by our weaknesses, not bound by human frailty, and not intimidated by the impossible. His strength is eternal. His power is immeasurable. His spirit dwells within us. The truth is, our God is all-powerful, and there is no obstacle too great for Him to overcome. See, when we feel weak, He's our strength. When we feel overwhelmed, He is our refuge. His strength is limitless, and when we align ourselves with Him, we tap into that boundless power, and we can then face any challenges that life throws at us. So let me ask you today, church, what's standing in your way? Is it a mountain of sickness? Is it a wall of financial stress? Is it a valley of despair? Is it a storm of doubt or fear? What's standing in your way today? See, let's be real here. Life is full of challenges. And the enemy will do everything he can to make us feel like we are powerless in the midst of those challenges. But I want to declare today that the strength of God in you is much greater than the opposition that comes against you today. It doesn't matter how big the mountain may seem or how deep the valley is, God's strength is more than enough to carry you over or through. More than enough. Consider the words of the Apostle Paul. He writes in Ephesians 6, verse 10, Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. See, the key here is that our strength doesn't come from ourselves. It always comes from God. His power is not based on our own abilities, but on his unchanging and infinite nature. In every circumstance, we have access to the might of the Creator of the universe. It's not just a strength that we tap into when things get tough. It's a strength that resides in us every single day. Why? Because we have the Holy Spirit living within us. We can tap into that strength every single day. And when you face challenges in life, remember, God is never surprised by the challenges. We get surprised every time a challenge comes, but God is never, ever caught off guard. In fact, he uses those very obstacles in your life to demonstrate his power working in and through you. That's what he does. You don't have to face those struggles alone. God is always with you. His Spirit always empowers you to stand firm. And the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you today from Romans 8 verse 11. See, the Spirit is more than capable of helping you overcome every single obstacle that you face in life. There is never a situation too difficult, there's never a problem that's too big, and there's never an enemy too strong for God to handle. Never. And let me tell you, church, I believe today it's time for us to rise in that power. It's time for us to rise in that power today and stop letting these things hold us back. See, when the enemy tells you that you can't make it, just remind them that you're not dependent on your strength, but you're relying upon the limitless power of the Almighty God. And when the enemy whispers that lie that you can't make it, what could be your immediate response? Shut it. Just tell him, shut it. I can make it. I can go through that. Why? Because I've got the limitless power of God working in and through me. See, when doubt tries to creep in, you can start to declare words, God's word over your life, because you are never ever defeated. Romans 8:37 reminds us that you are more. You are more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens you. See, in every moment of weakness, God is calling you to lean into his strength. So whatever the obstacle that comes against you, we can always rise above it. Not because of our own abilities, but because of the limitless power of God that dwells within us. So can I encourage us, church, let's walk in that victory today, knowing that God's strength is greater than anything that will ever come up against us. We can walk in victory each and every single day. But to do that, though, we have to firstly understand the source of this limitless strength that's working in and through us. Isaiah 40, verse 28 to 31 says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." I love these verses. See, Isaiah right here has given us a powerful revelation. He's saying that God is everlasting and he never gets tired. And like us, we get tired, we burn out, we get weary, but he has limitless energy. His strength doesn't just keep him going, it's actually overflowing and available to be poured into us each and every single day. And the source of this strength is not human. It's not circumstantial and it's not dependent upon how much we've rested or how strong we feel. This is the very strength of the creator of the earth. A strength that never diminishes and never ever fades and never ever fails. Let that sink in today. God gives strength to the weary. Not just to the strong, not just to the capable, not just to the ones who have it all together on the surface, but to the weary, the worn, the weak. Who can relate to that? The weary, the worn, and the weak. Like, if we're all being honest, we're all can come into that at some point this week or the past week. We've been weary, we've been worn. We're just thinking, wow. But let me remind you, this is not about our physical fitness or our emotional resilience. It is a supernatural empowerment from the very throne of God in and through us. And let me tell you, it's not just a quick boost to get you through the day. This is a complete renewal of your life. It's a transformation that changes how we walk, how we stand, and how we face the challenges of life. When Isaiah says those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, the Hebrew word that's used there for renew actually carries a sense of exchanging. We're laying down our weaknesses at his feet and we're picking up his strength. So we're exchanging our weakness for his strength in our life. And let me tell you, this is not just a temporary fix. It's a divine exchange that happens in our life. See, we trade our fatigue, our discouragement, our limitations. And what do we get in return? Power, perseverance, and victory. That's what we get in return. And as Pentecostal people, we know that this strength is not natural. It's spiritual. And let me tell you, it can never ever be manufactured by determination alone or by stirred up by positive thinking. Positive thinking is good, determination is good, but that limitless strength doesn't come from those places. It's found in one place. Isaiah tells us it's waiting upon the Lord. And that means lingering in his presence, immersing ourselves in his word and praying in the Spirit until our hearts are recharged by heaven itself. See, when we wait upon the Lord, we're not wasting time, we're actually gaining strength. We're allowing the life of God to flow into us. Isaiah tells us what the result will be when we wait upon the Lord. They will soar on wings like eagles. See, eagles don't have to flap. You ever seen swans try to take off? They're having to flap frantically, try to get up off the ground. Eagles don't have to do that to stay airborne. They just ride the wind currents and they just soar everywhere. And that's a picture of what happens when we start living in God's strength. We stop striving in our own power and we start moving in the current of the Holy Spirit. See, church, the source of the limitless strength is not in us. It's in him. And that's good news. The good news is he delights to give it to us. He's not mean or stingy with it. He loves to give it to us. So whatever you're facing today, let me tell you, you don't have to fight it on your own strength. Can I encourage you? Just wait on him. Hope in him. Draw from him. And what will be the result? You will rise, you will run, you will walk, and you will not grow weary. And when you look through the Bible, you see loads of biblical examples of overcoming obstacles with God's power and God's strength working in and through people. The Bible is full of stories of ordinary men and women when they faced overwhelming challenges, but every single time they overcame. Not by their own ability, not because they were some superhuman spiritual people. Like you actually looked at some of the people in the Bible, like some of the stuff they'd done. Like they were not some amazing super spiritual people. It was never by their own ability. What did they do? They tapped into the limitless power and limitless strength of God to work in and through them. And let me remind you, these are not just historical accounts. They are living testimonies that reveal how we too can overcome and we can draw strength from the exact same source that they drew strength from. So let me quickly give you three examples that will speak directly to how God's strength can help us in our own battles. Think about Moses in the Red Sea, and he had the strength to step forward. See, in Exodus 14, the Israelites find themselves trapped. Pharaoh's army is thundering up behind them, and the Red Sea is stretching wide before them. And fear starts to grip the people. It looks like the very end. What would you do in that situation? You're leading all these millions of people and the army's coming behind you and the sea's in front of you. What would you do? God speaks to Moses. Why are you crying out to me? How's that for an answer to prayer? Why are you crying out to me? Just tell the Israelites to move. Just tell them to move on. And I think that instruction is remarkable. The sea hasn't parted yet. Still a sea. The threat is still real. But God tells him to move forward in faith, and Moses obeys. He raises his staff over the water, and what happens? God's power does the impossible. The seas part, and the people walk across the dry ground. And here's the truth from that. Sometimes God's strength is not just about holding your ground. Sometimes it's about making that step forward, even when the situation doesn't make sense. You still have to take that step forward. Why? Because faith often precedes the miracle you're about to receive in your life. If you want to see the waters part, sometimes you have to take that first step. Don't be sitting there waiting for the perfect circumstances to step into your miracle, because they're never going to come. Take the step of faith and watch the miracle unfold in front of you. See, when we move in obedience, God always moves in power. Then I think about David and Goliath and how he had strength to face giants. And in 1 Samuel 17, the Israel army is absolutely paralyzed by fear. Goliath, the Philistine giant, is taunting the people day after day. But into the scene walks David, a shepherd boy. No armor, no battle experience, absolutely no human advantage. What he does have, though, is a revelation of God's power. David declares to Goliath, the battle is the Lord's and he will give you into our hands. What a statement of faith to make in front of the whole army who's terrified. His confidence is not in his sling or his arm. It's in the God who never ever fails. David saw what no one else saw. When others saw a giant too big to fight, David just saw a target that's too big to miss. See, that's what happens. When your strength comes from God, your whole perspective starts to shift. The size of your God becomes more real to you than the size of the problem that you're facing in front of you. See, when you face your own giants, whether they're financial struggles, family tensions, or personal battles, remember that victory doesn't come from your own resources or your own skills. It comes from the God who fights for you. And I love the story of Paul and Silas in prison. And they had the strength to start to praise even whilst they're in the midst of pain. Acts 16, Paul and Silas are beaten, they're chained, and they're thrown into the deepest part of the prison. And most people would have given in to despair. But at midnight, they began to pray, and they began to sing hymns to God. Let me tell you, they are praising in the middle of their pain. Let's be honest. We find it hard. When circumstances come against us and we're in pain, we find it hard to start praising God. But this is a great example of what happens when we do, though. They're praising in the middle of the pain. Suddenly the earthquake shakes the prison. Chains fall off and the doors swing wide open. That's the power of praise. It doesn't just encourage you. It invites the supernatural intervention of God in your life. Let me tell you, this is resurrection strength. It's the kind that enables you to worship when nothing in your situation has changed yet. It's the kind of strength that breaks chains, not just in the natural, but also in the spiritual. Friends, never underestimate what happens when you lift your voice to God and start praising Him in the middle of your darkest hour. Your worship can shift an atmosphere. Your worship can silence an enemy, and your worship could open doors that you could never ever open on your own. Whether it's stepping forward like Moses, standing tall like David, or singing in chains like Paul and Silas, the lesson is always the same. When you rely on God's limitless strength, let me remind you, no obstacle is too great. His power is always available. His spirit is with you, and His victory is always certain. And all He asks from you is that you trust Him enough to take the next step, to face the giant, or to lift up your song. That's what He asks from you. Come to my favourite bit. The power of the Holy Spirit. Strength for every single Christian. This is where our strength comes from. Like, let's not hide. We are a Pentecostal church. We are Pentecostal people. That means we believe without hesitation that the Holy Spirit is alive and active and is empowering Christians today. The Spirit of God is not some distant force from the pages of history. He is present right now today, moving in power, filling hearts and equipping people, His people, to live victoriously. He's still doing that today. Still doing that today. Acts 1 and 8 says, and Jesus declares there, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. See, that word power in Greek is dunamis, and it means explosive, dynamic, miraculous strength. It's where we get that word dynamite from, a bang, massive, big explosion. This is not ordinary human willpower or emotional adrenaline. This is a supernatural empowerment from heaven itself. See, the Holy Spirit's role in your life is far greater than just occasional moments of spiritual excitement. It's far greater than just speaking in tongues when you walk into church. And it's far greater than sometimes the goosebumps you feel during worship. All those things are great, but it's far much more than that. Much more than that. He is your constant strength and helper. He empowers you in every single season, in every single battle, in every single calling that you have. He is empowering you. He is working in and through you today. If you're a parent, the Holy Spirit helps you in your parenting by giving patience, wisdom and love when you feel like you've got nothing left to give. What about if you're in ministry? And let's be honest, if you're a Christian, you're in ministry. Like, let me tell you, when you walk out those doors, sometimes you're the only Bible that the people on the streets will ever read. It's you. You don't have to be paid to be in ministry. All of us are in ministry. But let me tell you, the Holy Spirit gives you boldness to preach, boldness to share your faith, boldness to leave, and a boldness to serve beyond your natural capacity. What about when we're tempted in life? The Holy Spirit gives you the power to stand firm when the enemy tries to pull you back into your old patterns. If you're experiencing grief, the Holy Spirit brings peace that passes understanding when your heart is breaking. What about when you're under attack and facing spiritual warfare? Let me tell you, the Holy Spirit equips you with authority to overcome the attacks of the enemy each and every single time. And let me tell you, the Holy Spirit's strength is not seasonal. It's not like the Scottish sun that just comes every so often, like it's constant. It's always there. It's always available. And let me tell you, you don't have to wait until Sunday. You don't have to think, oh, I can't wait to go back to church next Sunday to get a little bit more Holy Spirit in my life. No. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Holy Spirit's there and available for you too. You don't have to be in church. You don't have to be surrounded by amazing worship from our great band. You don't have to be surrounded by somebody preaching at you or giving you an altar call. You can tap into right where you are, in your home, in your workplace, in your car. You have access to the Holy Spirit in all these places. Every single time. Why? Because He dwells in you. Romans 8:11 says, the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. Let that truth sink deep into your hearts today. The same Spirit, that same dunamis explosive power that rolled away the stone and called the crucified Jesus back to life, is not hovering around you somehow. He's actually living in you. He's living in you today. And let me tell you, that is not a diluted, watered-down version of that power, but the exact same resurrection force. It's not like there's so many people that God has to fill with the Holy Spirit that it somehow gets diluted, like diluting juice when you keep pouring water in. It's not like that in the slightest. It's the same strength, same power available for everybody. Available for everybody. And that means that there is no weakness in your life that God's Spirit cannot strengthen. There is no chain that He cannot break. There's no fear that He cannot silence, and no darkness that He cannot overcome. And just be clear, church, this power is not about making life easy. It's about making you unshakable. See, when the Holy Spirit came upon the early believers in the book of Acts, they were transformed from fearful followers into bold witnesses. Peter, who had denied Jesus 3 times, I wish I was there that day, stood up and preached a sermon that brought thousands to salvation. Ordinary men and women began doing extraordinary things, healing the sick, casting out demons, proclaiming the gospel with courage. Let me tell you, that same Spirit is alive within you today. So, if it's the same Holy Spirit and the same ordinary men and women, why are we not out there doing extraordinary things like healing the sick, casting demons, proclaiming the gospel with courage? Like, we should be doing the same. We should be experiencing the same, because it's the same Holy Spirit at work within us, the same Spirit as in you. Pentecost wasn't meant to be a one-time historical event. It was the launch of a Spirit-filled lifestyle for every single Christian from then to today and into eternity. The Holy Spirit is your helper, your comforter, your guide, and your strength. The Holy Spirit doesn't just come and visit you every so often. The Holy Spirit resides within you. He doesn't just inspire you, He empowers you. And when you have that empowerment, you can walk in confidence today. When you feel weak, remember resurrection power is alive in you. When you face a mountain, you can speak to it in the authority that the Holy Spirit gives you. When the enemy whispers, you can't, let me tell you, you can roar back. You can roar back when the whisper comes in your ear saying, why are you even trying this? Why are you even doing this? Nobody will listen to you. Nobody'll take notice of you. You will always be that person you used to be. You can roar back. In Christ, I can. I can. Tell him to shut it again. Right, you can tell him, shut it. And through Christ, I can do all things. Who give? Like, come on. Why? Because you're not powerless. You're not powerless. You're spirit-filled, spirit-led, and spirit-empowered. With the Holy Spirit's strength, you can overcome anything. I don't care what it is. You can overcome anything. And here's one of the most powerful and paradoxical truths in the whole kingdom of God, I think. His strength flows best through our weakness. See, we naturally think that to be strong, we need to start hiding our struggles. We need to push through in our own ability. And we need to prove that we can handle all that life throws at us. But let me tell you, Scripture tells us a totally different story to that. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9 says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" See, Paul, one of the greatest apostles, didn't boast in his accomplishments. He didn't boast in his education or his spiritual experiences. He boasted in his dependence upon God. Why? Because he discovered that when we stop relying on ourselves, we start to create space in our life for God to reveal his power working in and through us. This means you don't have to be strong in yourself. You just need to be surrendered to God. And, like, I'm so glad of this next statement, that God is not looking for perfect. He's not looking for flawless. He's not looking for self-sufficient people. He's looking for men and women who will admit their need for him. That's the only requirement. See, true strength is not about never breaking. It's about knowing where to go when you do break. Surrender is not weakness. Surrender is wisdom. It's recognizing that your human resources, they have limits, but God's resources don't have any limits. It's saying, I can't, but God, you can. I'm not enough, but God, you are. In that moment of surrender, his supernatural strength begins to fill the places when you are empty. Just think about it like this. When we try and carry the full weight of life in our own strength, what happens to us? We end up getting weary, we end up getting stressed, we end up getting overwhelmed. But when we hand that weight over to God, he carries it with us and he often carries us through it. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." So if you feel weak today, if you walk through those doors this morning feeling weak, feeling overwhelmed, I can encourage you, that's perfect. The perfect condition for God's power to be displayed in your life. Your weakness is not a liability in the kingdom. It's an invitation for his strength to shine in and through you. So can I encourage you, church, surrender fully, lean entirely, and watch what God will do, what only he can do in and through you. So let's just start to bring this home today, here in Scotland in 2025. What are the real obstacles that we face today in our country, in our life today? Let me give you a few things that I see in our country today. First thing is cultural apathy. See, we live in a time where many are indifferent or hostile to the gospel. And we hear all these good reports and encouraging news stories, but many people are still indifferent and many people are still hostile to the gospel. And sometimes the spiritual temperature, if we're being real, feels really cold. It is changing and it is rising, but it's still cold. Can I remind you today that revival fire burns hottest in the coldest conditions? Always. Let me remind you, church, we don't need cultural favour. We need Pentecostal power. We need Pentecostal power, not cultural favour. We don't have to blend in with culture. We don't have to accept what culture's telling us is correct. We just need Pentecostal power working in and through us. That's what we really need. Like the same God who moved in the Hebrides and the revivals of the past, that same Spirit who filled the very early church in Jerusalem can fill found church here in Larbert today. Same Spirit. The second thing you'll see that we're challenged by in our nation today is personal struggles. Depression, debt, family breakdown, addictions, mental health battles. Like, these are not just words that we say. They are real mountains that many people have to face and try and climb every single day. And if we're being honest, they can feel overwhelming, they can feel unmovable, they can feel impossible to climb. But let me remind you, church, no matter how high the mountain or how heavy the burden, the strength of God is greater still. See, in Jesus, there is hope for every heartbreak. His love reaches into the deepest valleys of despair and it always lifts us up. There is healing for every wound, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual. Why? Because his stripes have secured our restoration. There's power for every weakness, for his grace is sufficient, and his strength is made perfect in our frailty. See, the challenges might be real, but so is the limitless strength of our Saviour. Whatever your battle today, know this, you are not alone. And with God, victory is not just possible, victory is promised. Then I think about church challenges. Like, churches might feel stretched, they might feel stretched financially, numerically, emotionally. Like we just heard earlier, we need volunteers in various places, we need a new building. But let me tell you, we're not called just to survive and muddle along, thinking, when we get the new building, things will change, or when we get the volunteers, things will change. We're not just muddling along, we're called to advance. We're called to advance. So we will never just rest and never use the excuse we don't have enough volunteers, never use the excuse that, oh, when we get the new building, we will do. No. If God says go, we will go. We will keep going. We'll keep reaching, we'll keep believing and keep trusting that he will do abundantly more than we can ever ask, think or imagine. And through us, it's amazing. Let's remember the words of Jesus when he reminds us that he will build his church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. See, that's not a weak church. That's a strong, overcoming, victorious church powered by heaven that is unstoppable on earth. But how do we walk in God's strength every day? Let me give you a few practical ways that you can take away from here today to walk in God's strength each and every single day. Firstly, prayer. Like, prayer is your power line. Prayer is not just a religious chore. It's not a box to tick off. Prayer is your very lifeline to God. Every time you pray, you're plugging into heaven's power grid. Through prayer, you invite God's present wisdom and strength into your very situation. Can I encourage you, don't ever underestimate whispered prayers spoken in the quiet of the night, shouted prayers of bold faith, or tearful prayers prayed out in desperation. All of them carry power. All of them invite heaven in to come and work and move in your situation. God hears them all. And let me tell you, God always responds to hungry hearts. Prayer is never ever about fancy words. Never. Like, I'm never impressed by somebody who can come out with all these words that I don't even know what they're talking about and be all fancy and all that stuff. I just like the simple, honest prayer from a person. Like, I like that prayer. Simple, honest, real. They're not trying to impress anybody who they're praying with. They're just bringing it all to Jesus. Because it's not about fancy words. It's all about connection. And the more that we pray, the more that we draw on his limitless strength in our lives. And then we think about the Word of God, the Bible. The Bible is our fuel for the fight. See, the Bible is not just an ancient book. It's a living, active Word of God. And Ephesians 6 calls it the sword of the Spirit. When you're weary or under attack, don't just collapse spiritually, but can I encourage you to refuel yourself in God's Word. Read it, declare it aloud, meditate on it until it becomes part of you. I've said this loads of times. Don't just hit the verse of the day. Don't just open up the app so you can see another little number appear on your, I've opened the Bible app another day today. Actually read it. Actually meditate on it. Declare it aloud into your situations. Let Scripture be your internal soundtrack, shaping your thoughts and strengthening your spirit. God's words don't just inspire, it equips, it protects, and it empowers you for the fight. And one of my favourite things to do, worship. Worship is your weapon. See, worship is not the filler before the sermon. It's not just something we do together. Worship is powerful. It's powerful spiritual warfare. See, when you worship, you start to shift your focus from you and your problems, and you start to put your focus on the provider, the one that can work and move in your problems. He reminds, or you, sorry, as you worship, you're starting to remind your soul who God is and what he's done. And if he's done it before in the past, he'll do it again in the future. See, worship confuses the enemy. Worship lifts your spirits and it changes the atmosphere around you. And as you lift your voice, let me tell you, chains can break, fear can flee, and your heart can be filled with supernatural peace as you start to worship Jesus today. And then fellowship, strength in numbers together. See, isolation is one of the enemy's favourite tactics. See, when you're alone, you're much more vulnerable to discouragement and doubt. That's why God always places us within a spiritual family called the church. Why? Because we are stronger together. See, in the early church, the power of God moved not only through individuals, but through the unity they had in the Spirit. They prayed together, they worshipped together, and they stood side by side in faith. See, when you stay connected to your church family, you find encouragement, you find accountability, and you find the combined strength of people who will always stand with you in that battle. Prayer, the word, worship, fellowship. These are not optional extras. They are your God-given channels of strength enabling you to stand firm and overcome every single obstacle that comes in your life. And let me be clear, church. Overcoming doesn't always mean that the circumstances just change instantly. Sometimes God totally changes the situation in an instant. Other times he'll just strengthen us to endure the circumstances until we get to the victory. For some, overcoming is healing. The tumour sinks, the depression lifts, the prodigal returns. God breaks through. But for others, overcoming is having the grace to stand despite these things. The diagnosis remains, the battle continues, but you're not crushed and you're definitely not given up. Both are miracles of strength. So let's not limit God's power only to visible outcomes. Overcoming is living in victory regardless of the valley. It's time to shake off that discouragement. It's time to cast off that fear, and it's time to stand in strength. Let me tell you, you're not saved to be fragile. You were not filled to be fearful. You're not called to be casual. You were born of the Spirit to be overcomers. Romans 8:37 says, knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. That means you're not just surviving, it means you're thriving. You're not just enduring, but you're actually overcoming. You're not just scraping by, but you're moving forward in limitless strength. And the band can come. Zechariah 4:6 says this, not by might, nor by power, but my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Church, can I ask you, what are you facing today? Is it a broken home? Stubborn sin? A weary heart? A dry season? A financial crisis? Or whatever else you want to add to that list? Whatever it is you're feeling today, whatever it is, just hear the voice of God speaking to you today. Just saying, my strength is yours. My strength is yours. You don't need to figure it all out. You just need to surrender. You just need to believe, and you need to move forward in faith. And as we come to a close, I just want to invite you to respond to this message this morning. The first thing I want to do is just give you an opportunity, if you've never ever understood or realised that God has supernatural strength for you. He wants to work in and through your situations. He wants to give you strength to endure any obstacle that comes against you. Like, all of us have a past. All of us are ashamed of the things that we've done in the past. I certainly am, was, until I gave my life to Jesus and he took it away and forgave me for all of it. And I no longer live in that shame or condemnation. Like, God wants to offer that to you today. And so every single head bowed and every eye closed, we're going to do a few things this morning, but this is the first one. If you've never ever given your life to Jesus and realised that Jesus actually loves you, and he doesn't just want you to have a nice life, he wants that you have a victorious life, a life when you can thrive in every single area of life. His word tells us that he comes to give us life in all its fullness. If you've never ever given your life to Jesus, let me tell you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've been challenged and inspired. Please feel free to contact us through our website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.